Hearing today focus on the use of what they call official time. That's where federal employees are taking part of their day, and it doesn't happen every day, to work on what they call union-related issues. Now, this only applies to those employees who are, you know, have a union membership. So not all employees, for instance, the intelligence community, FBI agents, don't have union membership. However, many agencies do, and many employees do. So that's when they take part of their time to work on specific union-related issues. So the question posed today is whether federal employees should be doing union work during their workday. Basically, are they being paid to do union work by you know, through taxpayers? This has been, you know, federal unions and employees who belong to those unions have had the ability to do this since 1978 when Congress passed the Civil Service Reform Act. OPM has issued annual reports since 2002 calculating and analyzing how much time federal employees are spending on union activity. Congressman Dennis Ross, who's the subcommittee chairman, asked whether the country can continue to provide the service because of the deficit. Again, they're looking at every nook and cranny of where the money is being spent. And Ross is not alone in asking this question. The first panel of the hearing today asked Congressman Phil Gingrey to discuss his Federal Employee Accountability Act bill, which would do away with official time. Gingrey estimates that it would save taxpayers about $1.2 billion over 10 years. Ross is a co-sponsor of the legislation. James Shirk is a senior policy analyst at the Heritage Foundation. He says there are three reasons why official time is a waste of taxpayer money.
The first problem with official time is that it subsidizes federal unions attending to private business. Unions exist to represent their members. Their core mission is to negotiate collective bargaining agreements and represent workers with grievances. Union members pay dues so that unions can provide these services. Without official time, unions would hire full-time employees to perform these union duties. Instead, the taxpayers pay for it. Official time requires taxpayers to cover the cost of union representation. Many federal employees actually spend all their time at work on union business. This cost taxpayers $129 million in 2009. A second problem with official time is that it encourages unions to file frivolous grievances. With official time, it's taxpayers, not the union, who pay for the cost of union representation and grievance proceedings. This subsidizes filing trivial complaints that unions would not spend their own money pursuing. The third problem with official time is that it subsidizes government unions' political agendas. Federal employees may lobby Congress while on official time if they are lobbying over federal working conditions. Union officials can and do lobby Congress for more generous benefits while being paid by taxpayers to perform public service.
All right. How much time do federal employees actually spend during their workday working on union activities?
OPM just released its 2009 report, actually just last month, middle of May, and Tim Curry is OPM's Deputy Associate Director for Partnership and Labor Relations. He says in 2009, non-Postal Service civilian agency employees spent about 3 million hours performing union work during government time. This equates to an average of 2.58 hours per employee.
Per year?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, not per day.
So fairly, well, I didn't think it was per day, but
yes.
So 2.58 per year.
2 hours a year.
Not a
Almost
tremendous amount of time.
Curry says it cost the government about $129 million in salary and benefits last year. OPM is now gathering data for its 2010 report. Curry said this report should be finished by September. Now, John Gage is the president of the American Federation of Government Employees, one of the largest federal employee unions. He testified today, and he says, actually, official time is fairly regimented.
And these agencies just didn't fall off a turnip truck. They take strict accounting. All official time is approved. It's on an issue-by-issue basis. And those who are on official time, 100%, they're running big unions, for instance, the Bureau of Prisons, our council there, the council president is on 100% time. But he is working usually in management's lap almost every day. Same with our president of our VA council, which has 90,000 members in VA's hospitals all over the country. She is on 100%, but works closely day by day with management. And it's just a more efficient way of doing things.
Now, Gage says if Congress takes away official time, basically collective bargaining becomes moot. He says employees will not have time to work with management on issues, and therefore discussions and negotiations will become much more difficult.
All right. I mentioned at the beginning that some of the members of the subcommittee, I will presume on the Democratic side, are questioning the motivations of the chairman. What's that all about?
Yes, you presumed quite well. Now, last week, obviously, we've had this is the fourth hearing that the subcommittee has held on federal workforce issues since March. Last week, we saw something on the right sizing the federal workforce.
Mm-hmm.
The subcommittees looked at federal employee pay and workmen's compensation issues. Now, this led subcommittee ranking member Stephen Lynch to question Wednesday's hearing.
Sometimes I think some legislation here is actually a solution in search of a problem, what I would call this H.R. 122. We are in a mess here in Washington. The debt limit, the budget, we got problems. We're in three wars. I talk to these managers all the time, federal managers. This issue never comes up. Never. And here we are. We're having a full-blown hearing. And this now apparently is the issue du jour. It's another way to get back at the unions or get back at workers to try to exercise their rights. These workers don't even have the right to strike. They have very few rights, these workers. They're allowed to complain, but they, by God, they better keep on working. And this is the way we treat them. I think it's disgraceful. I really do. I think we ought to treat our workers better, especially federal workers. If we want good people to want to come to work in the service of their government, we got to stop trashing them. We got to start thinking about how we might treat them with a little bit more dignity, what they've earned.
Now, Ross and Gingery officials say official time has been mismanaged and abused since 1978. They say, of course, it costs taxpayers millions of dollars, and the public receives no benefits from the employees while they're performing these union work on official time. Now, Ross says he will introduce a bill requiring OPM to submit this official time report by March 31st each year. So this is something that's going to continue along. Gingrey obviously also introduced an amendment in the Defense Authorization Bill addressing this issue of official time as well. I don't think it made it through the markup in the House, but obviously this is something that, you know, Gage, AFGE, and other employee unions are quite worried about because these are the type of things, amendments to bills that could just get put on when you talk about debt ceilings and when you talk about appropriations that the administration may say, well, we got to get this done and we'll trade.
These things become riders and bargaining chips, as you mentioned. Excellent information as always. More online
later today. And then, of course, tomorrow on the Federal Drive with Tom Temin.
All right.